Chapter 3. And I said, Hear, O Rashi Yaakov, and ye Ketzinim of Beis Yisrael, is it not for you to have das of Mishpat, who hate the Tov and love the Ra, who tear off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their atzamot, who also eat the flesh of Ami and flay their skin from off them, and they break their atzamot and chop them in pieces, like for the pot and like the basar within the cauldron? Then shall they cry unto Hashem, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, because of the evil way they behave themselves in their doings. Thus saith Hashem concerning the Nevi'im that make Ami err, leading them astray, the Nevi'im that bite with their teeth and preach shalom, and whoever putteth nothing into their mouths, v'kedeshu milhama against them. Therefore Lila shall be unto you because of the Hazon, and Hoshek shall come upon you because of the soothsaying, the divination, and the Shemesh shall go down over the Nevi'im, and Hayom shall be dark over them. Then shall the Chozim be ashamed, and the Kosimim blush in Bushah. Yea, they shall all cover their Safam, Ki Ein Mane Elohim. For truly I am full of Koach, by the Ruach of Hashem, and of Mishpat, and of Gevurah, to preach unto Yaakov his Pesha, and to Yisrael his Hatat. Hear this, I pray you, ye Rashi Beis Yaakov, and Kezinim of Beis Yisrael, that abhor Mishpat and twist kol Hayeshara, Bone Tzion Badamim, and Yerushalayim with Avlah, her Rashim judge for a bribe, and her Kohanim play the hireling Moreh, and her Nevi'im are fortune-tellers for Kesef. Yet will they lean upon Hashem and say, Is not Hashem among us? No Ra will come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed as a Sadeh, and Yerushalayim shall become a rubble heap, and the Har HaBeis shall become a mound of shrubs.